brothers making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been.
That's good music right there.
Seeing things that I may never
see. Hear good music like
again.
That on a Saturday morning on Talk Radio. You know you're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Good morning, y'all, for hour four of Rosie on the House. We're broadcasting live from the showroom of Sanderson Ford, where they're here hosting Safety Day. And it's a special event. If you drive a Ford, doesn't matter what year, doesn't matter what model, doesn't matter what color, they will give you a multi-point 100% free safety inspection if you get here before 2 p.m. Now, there's a little bit of a line. And they would ask that you please call to make an appointment. There's very limited access for people that just drive in or walk up unannounced. The number is 623-842-8707. Make an appointment anytime between now and 2. I don't know if they've already been through all the tickets, but the first 100 people to get a free inspection, we're going to get 2 free tickets to the Diamondbacks versus the Dodgers game on June 14th, and we've got 2 tickets to give away ourselves for the Diamondbacks game against the St. Louis Cardinals next Monday night, April 25th. So we got to find out and decide how in this hour we're going to give those away. So we're here at Sanderson Ford. Luis Gonzalez just joined us. He's actually giving a presentation here in the next to the Starliner Cafe, talking to a good crowd about what it's like bringing triplets into the world of driving all at one time.
Scary.
I was glad we never had to do that. I was glad we could do it one at a time. So, last week was a whirlwind week. We're down at the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association home show, the best home show ever built, at the Tucson Convention Center. I couldn't believe just the parade of people that would come up and talk to us about all the Rosie on the House vendors that are being used down there. The Sanchez family. Talked about having their entire home replaced, Pella windows, the entire home. We had the Pope family come up and talk to us about using intelligent design on the air conditioner and A-Authentic on the garage doors. I mean, it was a constant parade of people coming up and introducing yourself. And, you know, when you're on the radio, I see you and I see Romy and I see our broadcast engineer. You really have no clue how many people are listening. Until you say something stupid, and then they all email you the next time.
Or mispronounce something.
Or mispronounce something, yeah.
So do you have an example here?
No.
Okay.
Well, but they're in the booth on the Saba home show floor. I mean, I was tired talking when we finished the show, and I don't think I finished talking until like 6:30 or 7 o'clock that night.
It was just a lot of fun for us.
Hardly had
people,
a voice.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting to know us there, and it was funny. Even if people said, oh, I'm not sure who that is, I would hold up your article from the Daily Star. They go, oh, I read that every week. I said, well, that's Rosie on the House. So, you know, need to know that we're on the radio as well. But I got my first fan hug from Cecilia. Very sweet. Oh, Jennifer, I love it when you talk, she told me. So that was fun. And we got to meet RD from Rio Rico. Kurt and Kathy came by just to say hello. And you had to jet out early on Sunday, so there was a couple of people looking for you. But I told them you were there in spirit.
I had a dinner appointment at Torrey Pines. The lodge at Torrey Pines.
In California.
And so I had to drive over there while Jennifer broke down the booth with Noel in the driving rain, loaded up into my truck, and drive home.
You owe
I
us.
Thought about you.
I
felt a little guilty.
I could tell.
I felt a little guilty.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice.
But I have to tell you.
A little. I said a little.
It was one of those days where you're just so thankful to be in Arizona because by the time Noel and I got loaded, it was like 5:30. So the sun is setting. I drove from Tucson to Phoenix. The entire time the sun is setting, most incredible storm, just watching those clouds and the sunset. Oh, my gosh, it was worth it just to get to make that drive.
Well, it was a great week, and I got to spend every night of the week watching the sunset over the ocean, over the top of the Torrey Pines golf course. So that was awful nice. But we're here to talk about
pines,
your house.
Where is that?
It's just north of San Diego.
Oh.
Just north, a few minutes. Hmm. We're here to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We talked to a lot of people down at the Saba Show last week. We're here to talk to you, 1-888-767-4348, as we broadcast live from Sanderson Ford. The article in today's Arizona Republic home section talks about making your home smart. And I really had to depend on Romy and Jennifer for this article. Because you know what? I've tried a few apps, and we're going to have Ken Colburn from Data Doctors on in about a half hour, and he's going to talk to us. I know there are people that are just like geeked out. They want their phone just loaded with every app on the planet. And I'm thinking, you know what? It almost is as much effort to use the app as it is just to do it yourself. Am I wrong?
Well, there's just some people that like gadgets.
Like Scott Apple.
Like Scott Apple. And they tickle your gadget fancy. But I look at some of the things, I think, oh, that's a learning curve for me. But I showed him one of the things we're going to talk about, and he just dove in. He's like, let me see that thing. He was all over it. So it's just a matter of your perspective. But they say millennials really like apps that improve lifestyle. They're not just about things for the sake of things. So we have some things, I think, that we found that really are.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about apps that I've downloaded to my phone for do-it-yourselfers, things that measure your room, mm-hmm. take pictures of the room, tell you how much paint you need to apply to paint that room a different color, as well as it take pictures of the outside of your house and tell you how much paint will it take to paint your fascias. And you can actually change the color of the fascia or the stucco or the trim around the windows by the app and take a look what it's going to look like before you actually buy the paint and put it on the house.
That's all pretty incredible technology.
And then it tells you how much of each color to buy, depending on what it is you're going to paint each particular cover. So that was the do-it-yourself app. And I have to tell you, I've used that app at every single remodeling job, every single remodeling prospect or candidate that has called me out for an estimate. I've used those two apps every single time. So it's not that I won't use an app, but they take a little convincing. Now, what about this app that unlocks a padlock from coast to coast? I could unlock a padlock in Miami.
That's not quite true.
Okay, what is?
So this is called the Dog Bone, and it's actually from Australia. And you asked me where did they get that name, why that name, and that's actually a form of rhyming slang in English, you know, the Cockney English. So it's actually a play on words, but I can't explain it to you. So Dog Bone, big old heavy, super duty padlock. So I get it, I charge it, and then I download the app on my phone, and then I connect them. So now if I have this app and I'm next to this lock, I can just press unlock and it unlocks the thing. Now the trick is, let's say I'm out of town and I need somebody to come service my air conditioner and they have to get in the backyard.
Okay.
They can download the app. I go to my account on my app and I add their phone number and they can click open that lock.
Okay.
And then when they're done, I can take them off and they can't get back in. So that's the beauty of it. Or let's say you're on college campus.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the pool guy needs access to the pool, and you forgot to unlock the gate. So y'all communicate by phone. Mm-hmm. He can get the app downloaded, talk to that particular lock, and unlock it.
And it's up to 3,000 downloads, or 3,000 locks, unlocks on one charge. So it lasts a very long time.
So he goes in the yard, he tests your water and checks your skimmer and backwashes the pool and leaves. You have to trust him to lock it, or wherever you are, can you lock it from
It still has to be locked. It's just a padlock. You still have to push it back. But that's the same with any pool guy. You have to have a guy you trust to lock it.
Well, let me ask you this. On that app, can you verify the lock is locked? Does it talk to you?
I don't know. See, he loves to do this. He loves to wait till we're on air and then throw me something I can't answer.
I'm just thinking, how practical.
I know we have it at the office. Do we have it here? I can play with it now.
I don't think I brought it.
Just how practical is it? I mean, I would want to know. I mean, there's apps that tell you if you accidentally left your garage door up. Okay, so that's one of them, Dog Bone.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool, though, really.
What were some of the other ones you looked at?
Well, the one I had seen when we went to the KBiz show was this one that, it's a water leak detector. So let's say you're going to go out of town, which I think this is great for snowbirds. So you put a little detector under anything that would leak, like the toilet, you know, the back.
Yeah, sure, the supply flex.
And then maybe underneath your sink faucets in your sink and by the wash machine. And so each little hub is about $100. I mean, each little unit, but the hub you buy is another amount. And then if it starts to leak and you have the app on your phone, it'll tell you. So now you know, hey, my app tells me I have a leak at the house. Now what am I going to do? So then the big deal then, again, is getting in the house. And I did actually call Acme Lock this week. You can have front door entries put on that are also app friendly, so you could send a plumber to your house and let them in. So, I mean, your whole house, your whole life could revolve around these apps and things on your phone. But
they could.
I guess I want to know how many people think it's really worth the trouble. You know, is it easier just to do it without?
And how many apps can you have on your phone, Romy?
I know. What
is
the limit?
As much memory as it'll take, I guess. I certainly think there are enough apps you could fill up, you know, even the phone with the most memory. They're just, I'd say, thousands. There's close to probably millions of apps.
There are millions of apps. There's an app for that. You know,
I don't think there's a limit. Just how much memory you have on your phone is the limit.
Mr. Darren Perkins, the safety chief safety officer over at the Central Arizona Project, invited me over to do a presentation to all their employees. They had 400-some employees at their headquarters there on 7th Avenue in Deer Valley. All of them from all across the state came in to do this one presentation. The question I had to ask them is, isn't the CAP like one long concrete ditch? Yeah, it's 386 miles concrete ditch. I said, well, with everybody here, who's controlling the valves? Don't you have to, like, turn a little valve here and a little valve there, keep it going?
And he said, no, I got an app for that.
Yeah, I guess it's all controlled by a computer. But he came up with 10 things that have been posted on their safety board. And one of them is keep your eyes on the road and your head out of your apps.
That's my favorite.
And the scary thing is that when you study the Center for Disease Control, they publish a report every week, the Morbidity and Mortality Report. And a new phenomenon is quickly moving up to number one as the number one cause for accidents, and it's texting. But now they have an app for texting, so as you're texting, you can turn it on, and the camera lens shows you what you're walking, so you can't walk off the end of the dock or the pier or into a concrete wall or off of the canyon.
That's a little...
So you can keep your eyes glued on this phone, and you know there's even a township in New Jersey that penalizes you jaywalking $85 if you're caught texting and walking down the sidewalk at the same time. Stepping into traffic, stepping off the sidewalk. All right, so more on Safety Week when we get. You have Carrie coming and joining us about her invention as well.
The Epiphany Showerhead coming up.